With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Two people are recovering after Christmas Eve subway slashings in New York City. It started inside the Grand Central subway station around 10:15 Christmas Eve night. Police say Jason Sargent slashed a man on the wrist in the station while yelling. Then, officials say the 28-year-old tried to stab a woman in the neck. Both are okay. Sargent's under arrest, facing a list of charges. The future of TikTok is on hold. Congress holds the key. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
The battle over the future of TikTok is creeping back onto the Hill. 8 months after Congress forced the sale or closure of the Chinese-owned social media platform, a January 19th deadline for action is looming, and lawmakers are weighing in on both sides. Democrat Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts and Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky are asking President Joe Biden to invoke a 90-day extension, citing, quote, the law's uncertain future and the consequences for free expression. The uncertainty surrounds the Supreme Court review of the law, set for oral argument on January 10th. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, new regulations have come into force in Vietnam, requiring social media users to be clearly identified in what critics say is an attack on free speech.
In communist-ruled Vietnam, where traditional media outlets are subject to heavy censorship, social media platforms play an important role, allowing the spread of information outside government control. But users will now have to register their name, date of birth, and phone numbers, or ID numbers. Companies such as Facebook and TikTok could be forced to hand over individuals' data. Vietnam appears to be following the methods of its neighbor China as it tries to further restrict what people can say on the internet.
Authorities are investigating after a person was found dead in the wheel well of a United Airlines plane on Maui. This is SRN News. A new study finds Muslim countries are the worst for religious freedom. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The Pew Research Center has completed its latest global survey of restrictions on faith, and its list of nations where things are especially bad is dominated by those that are Islamic. Over 70% of the list are mostly Muslim countries, including such bad actors as Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Syria, and Saudi Arabia. The rest of the nations that restrict religious freedom are predominantly communist, including China and Vietnam. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The battles over abortion in America are increasingly focusing on the pills that are now the most common way pregnancies are ended. Texas has sued a New York doctor over a prescription to a Texas resident, and it could become the first test of a shield law that New York and some other Democratic-controlled states have passed to protect abortion doctors. This is SRN News. Ceremonies were held in Belgium to mark the 80th anniversary of the World War II Battle of the Bulge.
It began as an overwhelming surprise attack by Germany through the dense woods of the Ardennes, a place familiar to military analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis.
I've lived in that area when I had served as an infantry commander over there. Yeah, and it's tough.
The battle lasted 45 days, marked by General Patton's successful breakthrough of the siege of Allied defenders in the key city of Bastogne. Victory had its cost.
Our casualties were in the neighborhood of 81,000, of which 8,400 were killed.
This year, 100-year-old veteran David Marshall attended the commemoration, saying the young should study war in order to prevent any future war. George Williams reporting.
Iran-backed Houthi rebels launched a ballistic missile at Israel early Christmas Day, sending millions of Israelis into bomb shelters for the second night in a row. More details at SRNnews.com.